Radio Prague News.
Union leaders met in Prague on Friday to discuss the details of a nationwide strike. Defense ministers of all Visegrad 4 countries on Friday signed an agreement over cooperation in their military defense, and the leadership of public affairs has called on MPs who split with the party to resign. Representatives from the country's umbrella trade union organization CMKOS met in Prague on Friday to discuss a nationwide strike set to take place on May 23rd. Union leaders have said that they may organize an additional union event a day prior to the strike. Further details have not yet been released. The unions have slammed the government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas for its reform package and far-reaching austerity measures. Last week, union leaders announced that they would no longer be attending tripartite meetings with the current government. The defense ministers of the Visegrad 4 group countries on Friday met in the Czech city of Litoměřice, where they signed an agreement over the cooperation in matters of military defense within the framework of the European Union. The four countries are planning to form a defense unit with some 3,000 members by 2016. Under the new cooperation, soldiers from the group's countries would be training together and the four nations would combine funds to buy military equipment. Czech Defense Minister Alexander Vondra said that this step was an important signal that Central European nations are capable of addressing military tasks together. The Visegrad 4 group is an alliance of four Central European states: Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Poland. The leadership of the former junior coalition partner Public Affairs has called on MPs who have joined the new faction around the party's former deputy leader, current Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, to resign. Public Affairs has pointed out that in its ethical codex, under which its MPs got elected to the lower house of parliament, the party clearly stated that MPs were not allowed to change their affiliation during their time in office. On Thursday, the new faction around Pík announced its name, LIDEM. Its members will begin collecting the signatures necessary to form a party on Monday. Pík had left Public Affairs in mid-April, stating that she disliked the style in which the former junior coalition partner presented itself. Her split with the party and the subsequent walkout of some of its other members cast serious doubt over the future of the government coalition. However, it survived a vote of confidence last week. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. The coming days will bring warm and humid conditions with a chance of rain, showers in places, overcast skies and daytime highs of around 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.